What I'm waiting for is for Proudhon to admit that falseness, spies, craft, lies, artificial construction, suppression of information, clandestine operation of government are inherent in the class project. And that while we, each one of us, is born honest, we are forced to deny that part of us, our honest assessment. That is our very humanness, our capacity to reason authentically, in consonance with truth, with our social nature. Our social nature is truth. And base our actions on our powers of analysis, our powers of analysis in the service of our social nature, as Proudhon has told us, which is how he defines justice. And so we see that the class project of Plato and the power obsessed before him and since, which is the denial of our oneness, that denial being the core assumption of class, the division between citizen, so-called, and barbarian, so-called, would destroy our humanness. And so we see there has been no justice. Justice cannot be so long as masters make us, establish within us their occupancy, gut us of truth, stuff us with falseness, ensure a surfeit in us of self-betrayal, then give us our buckets and send us out to fulfill the tasks they give us. The abuse of each one of us this entails, the waste of our lives in countless ways. Upon due thought, the thought of the prophets stirs us to outrage. And then, with Proudhon, to thought, quote, what, if we suffer for truth and justice, must we in retaliation thrust our persecutors outside the pale of human society? Such is not the wisdom of Christianity. Oh, proletaires, proletaires, how long are you to be victimized by this spirit of revenge and implacable hatred which your false friends kindle, and which, perhaps, has done more harm to the development of reformatory ideas than the corruption, ignorance, and malice of the government? How successful you would have been if, in order to influence men, you had appealed to the self-love of men. Unquote. With Proudhon, we want to understand, and more specifically, as our Alice said, gain information about the despised other. Would not this gained experience, be the most needed content of authentic self-defense?